AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump has signed an executive order justifying 50% tariffs on Brazil.
President Trump's laid out his legal rationale for imposing 50% tariffs on goods from Brazil. He signed an executive order that states Brazil's policies in criminal prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro constitute an economic emergency under a 1977 law. The White House says Brazil's judiciary has tried to coerce American social media companies, including Elon Musk's X, and block their users. Trump's earlier tariff threats were premised on trade imbalances, but the U.S. ran a $6.8 billion trade surplus with Brazil last year. Meantime, the Treasury Department's announced sanctions on Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes over alleged suppression of freedom of expression and the criminal case against Bolsonaro, who's accused of masterminding a plot to stay in power despite his loss in Brazil's 2022 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, Trump says the U.S. and India are still negotiating a trade deal. India is expected to face a 25% tariff plus an additional tax because it buys military equipment and oil from Russia. Lee Vogler, a city councilman in Virginia, was seriously injured yesterday when a man stormed into his office at a local magazine. The man doused Vogler in gasoline and set him on fire. Authorities say the attack stemmed from a personal dispute and not politics. Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas was arrested yesterday, along with five other people, on suspicion that they were hosting illegal high-stakes poker games at a Los Angeles mansion owned by Arenas. And investors sent Meta's stock soaring yesterday. The company easily beat Wall Street's expectations for the second quarter. This is AP News. Russia has attacked Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones overnight, killing at least six people.
Russia fired 300 Shahed and decoy drones and eight Iskander-K cruise missiles overnight into Thursday, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The large-scale attack targeting the Kyiv, Dnipro, Poltava, Sumy and Mykolaiv regions. Ukrainian Air Force intercepted and jammed the majority, but five missiles and 21 drones struck targets. The Kyiv attack killed a six-year-old boy and wounded over 50 others. Kyiv City Military Administration head Timur Tukhachev says the casualty numbers are likely to rise. A large part of a nine-story residential building collapsed after it was struck. Rescue teams are at the scene searching for people trapped under the rubble. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense says it shot down over 30 Ukrainian drones, again overnight. I'm Charles Diletesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.